Colin-san, good morning.
Good morning.
In my hands, it's an interesting book. It's called Outreach Development Database. That is something you were working really hard past few months, yeah?
Yeah, well, I finished, but I spent about 3 months collecting all the information. Mm-hmm. It was felt for many years for me and many other people that whenever we go to meet VIPs and talking about Auroville, they don't have much information about what we're really doing. Mm-hmm. So this is one of my pet project. I wanted to do a handbook providing information of what we are really doing and giving basic information on all activities we are doing, not only for the village immediately around, but all over, even abroad. Mm-hmm. What Auroville has done right from the beginning. I'm starting with the introduction about the state of the land. Mm-hmm. Then I'm giving a list of complete information with a link to internet and link to mail and text and photo about all the activity we are. It's not specifically commercial activity. It's activity which provide development for soft energy, development for the village, a school for the village, and so on.
So basically, whatever is going around is somehow collected in here, yeah? That was work done by you and Kavita? And
yeah, Kavita started the basic framework.
Database, yeah?
From the basic framework, and then she had some other activities, so she left it to me, mm-hmm, to collect all the fill up the gap between the title and
yeah, the rest of the things.
Since I am I have access to internet in the office of L'Avenir, mm-hmm, as a consultant, I could collect information, contact people, ask them to give me information about their activities, and so on and so forth.
So you were actually going physically through the phone, collecting the
Yeah, I also went physically to some, and the other I contacted to phone or through mail. Mm-hmm. And this is a result.
And how many copies did you print that
we
one?
We have printed 100 copies in English. Mm-hmm. Then after, I insisted that it should be translated in Tamil, so we have done the translation. Tile has helped us to translate it. Mm-hmm. And I got somebody to give a donation for the printing in Tamil. Mm-hmm. So we have both versions now.
And 100 copies as well.
100 copies in Tamil also.
But I think 100 copies is enough for our needs. For the
No, if it is not enough, we'll print more. We have, we'll see.
So where was the budget coming from? Because that is kind of, you know, we saw you around running for months.
Yeah, the budget coming from making that was basically, except for the Tamil print, yeah. It was done from L'Avenir.
From L'Avenir.
Yeah.
But it was also requested by L'Avenir, or it was...
Yeah, it was financed by L'Avenir because we wanted to...
No, requested. It was. You said it was your pet.
Yeah,
see, actually, many people were thinking about it, yeah?
See, what's happened is that L'Avenir had created, on the request of the working committee nearly 1.5 years ago, mm-hmm, a task force for the protection of the master plan. Mm-hmm. And I'm a member of the task force, mm-hmm, and this task force, I brought the subject, and they all felt that it was unanimously a good idea to do, because we are meeting VIPs up to Chennai, collector, sub-collector, and so on and so forth, officer in Chennai, in government, and so on. So it was a felt need, and that's why they supported the idea.
Mm-hmm. So how much it was? The whole cost of the printing and collecting this stuff?
Translation and printing, in total, that is 70,000 rupees.
70,000 rupees. Okay, that's about a little
including
bit less
translation.
Than 1,000. That's a little bit less than 1,000 euros, yeah?
Yeah.
But I think that book, when you look at it, because, you know, since you drop it to our office, we were looking at it, and so volunteers were looking at it. It's really useful, yeah? Are you planning to update next year and maybe
well,
next year?
Well, let's see, yes, if it is...
Because the
yeah,
things are coming up, new units and new services are popping up.
You see, this work has never been done, mm-hmm, in such a way. So, obviously, we will need to update. The problem is that where we will find the budget. That will be the question, because there are question marks about the funding of such a thing. And some people say, well, why you have done so much, and why don't a three-page booklet? It's we know it's not enough. Three-page booklet
is
not
enough. We've got so many things.
When you want to give really information, it was received quite well by many people. We'll see. I mean, if it is needed, we will update. We'll see how we manage, how we get the budget. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Are you planning to sell this book, or just to give certain people?
No, it is not for sale. It is given to VIPs.
Only to VIPs. What about the rest of us who really would like to, you know, when you brought it, he said, oh, you brought it for us, because we found it extremely helpful.
Yeah, in some case, I'm taking the liberty to give it for information, like for you are a tool of information, you should know what we are doing.
Yeah.
But and this is why I gave it to you, because you should be aware. Yeah. So, and some people, VIPs include people who need to know.
But then also our children on the schools, because this is really a collection. Okay, you know, each of us now knows this project and that project, but I don't think everybody knows everything, you know?
No, listen.
So this is like a thing, I don't know, almanac, you take it out. Up to now, we did so far.
I give you an idea. Prisma is printing the booklet for us. Now, anybody who want to have copies, they are free to go to Prisma. That's where we don't claim to have the copyright.
Uh-huh.
So anybody who wants
to can get the copy of that from Prisma.
Yeah, from them. They print it for them.
So how much would be the price of one?
I don't know. For us, each copy costs nearly 200 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how Prisma will do it for a sample copy.
For the other people, yeah.
You know. So it would have been a good idea that the working committee endorse this project and make several copies available. But I don't know. Maybe it has not percolated to them.
Should be also in the libraries, I mean, in schools.
I gave it to the working committee. They have it. Now, schools, if they are interested, why not? I mean, as I said, it's free. We don't claim copyright on that book.
Then you also said you are trying to protect the master plan. That is the other part of the work you're doing.
We are working on the way to protect the master plan against real estate developer.
Mm-hmm. We that would be task force.
With that task force, yes.
Yeah,
we are working on
that.
See, up to now, for so many years, we used to rush to Delhi for protection.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the points which I always, with few others like Christo, we always hammered on the table that it's not in Delhi that will protect us. It's in Tamil Nadu, because it's a state subject.
Mm-hmm.
India is a federal state, as you know.
Yeah.
So the land matters and everything. It's a master plan and so on. It's a state.
So it's Tamil Nadu issue.
Now we have, with this task force, we have succeeded in shifting the attention to the state government, and we are working to protect Oroville.
Mm-hmm. So that means to protect
the master plan,
the master plan against outside.
Not outside. The word outside is not proper. Any farmer who want to, according to the law now, any farmer who want to build his house in his land has a right to do so under the law. We are trying to protect against real estate developer.
Mm-hmm.
We are cashing on the environment we have created. We have created an environment here. And the proximity of Pondicherry make it a very attractive area with a quiet environment, green environment.
Mm-hmm.
And they are trying to enter our area. They have tried in some case. We are dealing with that. And this is what we are doing. I cannot give more details because it's a sensitive
issue. Yeah, you cannot just.
But this is a work I'm doing as a consultant for L'Avenir.
Mm.
I'm not a member of L'Avenir, but I'm consultant.
You're consultant for the task force. But what about, because also the little farmers who maybe years back they were never interested to build a house here, they are now building the houses without this non-objective certificate, right?
The farmer don't need a non-objection certificate from us to build their one house in their one land.
Even if it's opposite
the panchayat, the panchayat have the power to grant permission to build an ordinary house, a farmhouse. We are talking again real estate. Real estate is layout.
The big ones, huh?
This need NOC from Auroville and NOC from all the organization in charge of planning at the state level. Okay, so this is a different way. We are not trying to interfere with the power of the panchayat.
Mm-hmm.
We are working with them. Right now, there are two development going on with Bumapalayam, one, and the other, Irumbe. We are trying now a new approach to village development.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a thing which should have been done long back. We should have worked closely with the panchayat to develop the village, to help them develop their village by themselves.
Not by the outside.
We are not going to tell them what to do.
Mm.
We are helping them to find out what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And we are helping them to find out the way to fund what they need. We are not going to give them money. We are not going to give them, we are just linked to help them, and we give our technology. We give our know-how, and we guide them to organize themselves. And already the Bumapalayam committee is formed by the villager, and Irumbe committee is going to be formed for development of their village.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that it's very important that in the immediate environment of Auroville, the village should benefit from a better input and
that's
help from Auroville.
Yeah. But do they are receptive for that?
Yeah, of course.
In some cases, it's...
No, they are, because...
In some cases, I know that
they
should bring more money, you know?
Yeah, no, but we don't give them money. See,
yeah,
in the past, we have developed so many things for them, and at the end, it is useless because it's not taken care of,
you know?
There are people who ask us to clean their toilet in the village, public toilet, because they have not been taught that it is their toilet and they have to clean them themselves. They have to take care. They don't know how to organize themselves.
Uh-huh.
So now we are helping them to organize themselves.
Okay, that's a completely new level, yeah?
This is where we are working now with a team. Hopefully, we will succeed. Bumapalayam is on a good way of being developed. And they will create a tourist attraction because there's a beach. There's a large beach in Bumapalayam. This will become a very beautiful attraction where the village will benefit for them. We are not harvesting any benefit for us, except that the village at the entrance of Auroville become clean, beautiful,
and self-maintaining.
And welcoming.
Yeah, it's a difference. As this, it's written, I think, in Bible, don't give the fish, but teach them how to fish. Right? Holmisen?
Okay.
Anything more? We have
notes for the time being. It's
for the time being, you got any other idea in your head?
Well, there are plenty of ideas. See, that for me, one thing is quite clear, is that we will not be able to develop Auroville in isolation.
For sure.
We cannot. If we pretend that the village is there and we are here, it's not going to work. For me, the village of the immediate Auroville have to be kinds of village model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the type of development which is something which is new, which is not happening. They are at the gate of Auroville, like Kulapalayam, Pumapalayam, Eden Chavadi, Kotakarai. They are the gate of Auroville. So if the gate of Auroville is a slum, what people are going to think about Auroville?
No, it's not only that, but it's wherever you are. You know, as they're saying, if you're in Rome, you do as a Roman. So we have to respect that we are in that environment and we are living with them.
I mean,
so if we are just trying to build up the Auroville and we forget that something which is our neighbor, then also brings, we saw it in past few years, enviness, jealousy, and then attacks and thefts.
See,
robberies and so forth.
The robbery and so on go on for many years. We always tend to say that the villagers are bad, they are thieves. Actually, there are few cases where the villagers are really involved in such a thing. There are few elements like we have everywhere. We're in the proximity of Pondicherry. Often the people of Pondicherry come here to drink in the open field and to do whatnot. And even still, it's open everywhere. But what we have for us, mm-hmm. I mean, at least for me, the main point is that our best protection are the villages which are immediately around us.
Yeah.
That's the best protection for our village.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.